This is taken from Brahma Vaivart Puran, which is a very extensive Puran. Portions of it have been translated in English. Many descriptions of pastimes in Vrindavan are contained there. Brahma Vaivarta Puran. This is chapter 36 of Krishna Janma Kanda. This is the mysterious origin of Shiva's bull carrier Nandi. This Purana is describing chapter 5 of the Brahma Kanda, how Srimati Radharani once emerged from the left side of Krishna's body. It sounds like the Bible. You ever read the Bible? Adam and Eve. It says that Eve appeared from the left rib of Adam. So, from time immemorial, the Shakti always takes her position on the left side of the Shaktiman, Purusha and Prakriti. Whenever you see the Shakti is always standing on the left side of Shaktiman. And this principle is throughout Vedic culture that what they consider the superior person or the elder person is always on the right-hand side. If you're walking with your father should be on your right-hand side. If you're walking with a Brahmin, the Brahmin should be on your right-hand side, or a guru. Or you're passing by a Brahmin or a cow or some Ishtadev on procession, then you'll keep your right shoulder there. So, Radharani is on the left-hand side of Krishna. Sita is on the left-hand side of Ram. Lakshmi is on the left-hand side of Narayan. And the wife is on the left-hand side of the husband. This is generally how it's seen from the beginning of time. To such an extent that Brahma Vaivart Puran is explaining that Radharani... Of course, Radharani has manifested from Krishna. Eko Bahusham. Eko Bahusham. Says in the beginning there was one, and the one became many. So when Krishna had the desire for Vilas, which when that is, that's eternal. That's when. So eternal, there's no when, there's no beginning, but at least they, because eternal means no beginning, no end. So at least it's explained like that, that Krishna was one and he had desire for Vilas, so he expanded from himself, Nijarupatayai. It's in Brahma Samhita, Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitavis, Nijarupatayakalabi. It says, Nijarupatayakalabi. Akala, an amshana, expansion of Krishna's own form, Nijarup, his own form, came out of his body as Radharani, and then he engaged in vilas, and pastimes, pleasure pastimes. So here it's saying, Radharani appeared from the left side of Krishna's body, and she was followed by millions of gopis and gopas. Then, several young cows also came out of Krishna's body, including bulls, hybrid Surabhi cows, and Kamadenu cows. They also emerged from Krishna's body. This is not too far-fetched, because where did all of us come from? Where did you come from? You emerged from your mother's body. Is it right? So, emerging from a body is not something that's not out of our range of experience. Mm-hmm. Because none of us would be sitting here unless we emerged from a body known as our mother's womb. So Krishna is also a mother. Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dana Pran. Some bhajans are telling that Krishna is my mother, Krishna is my father, Krishna is the wealth of my life. Because God is everything. Beginning, end, and middle of everything. So he's a source, he's the origin of everything. Sarva Karana Karanam. He's the cause of all causes. So Krishna then gave away that beautiful bull that was as strong as 10 million lions to Lord Shiva to serve him as his carrier. As you may know, you're familiar with Puranic history. In the 8th canto of Bhagavatam and other scriptures, it's recounted about the Sur Asura Samantan. What is it called? Kir Sagar Mantan. We call the churning of the Kir Sagar Mantan. The churning of the milk ocean. On one side was Asura, the other side was Asura, demons and devotees, as we say. And they were churning the milk ocean, and the Mandara mountain was a churning rod, and Kurma Avatar, he came there in the milk ocean and held the rod on his back so it wouldn't tip over and fall over and crush everyone. So he supported it. And Vasuki was a very large snake. He was the churning rope. One side was the demons, the other side was the devotees. So they were churning, and different objects came out of that ocean. First thing it came out was poison. Then they said, oh, this poison has come, because the arrangement was that whatever came out of that ocean, someone had to take it. Someone had to claim it as their own. So the first thing that came out of the ocean was poison. So someone, they asked, okay, who wants the poison? No thanks. Maybe the demons want it. The demons said, no thanks. Maybe the demigods want it, the devas. No thanks. Well, who will take this? Who is so compassionate? Who is so brave? Who is so courageous? Who will take this poison to benefit the demons and the devotees so this churning can go on and they can get something more useful or practical or valuable? So then they thought, well, there's a Vaishnava, a great Vaishnava named Shiva. Maybe we can get him to do it. They told Shiva the predicament that they were all in, and they said, "Will you? Are you willing to drink the poison?" He said, "No problem." So he drank the poison, and then it went down his mouth, and it hit his throat, and it turned his golden throat, because his body is golden colored, very brilliant and golden. But he covers himself with the ashes from the crematorium, so it looks somewhat dull or gray. It's actually a very effulgent golden body, like Radharani, golden color. So then his golden throat became blue, and he got the name Nilkant, which you know about. So then, as they churned the ocean more, then they went from poison, then they went to elephants. And they got an elephant named Airavata. So when Airavata came out, then Indra said, oh, I want that guy. Because Indra's a king, and kings have elephants. So he was a special elephant, because he had four tusks. He had four noses instead of one. You know, four noses are better than one. So he could really, you know, he could tie people up with his noses. And he also had four tusks. So that's a lot of ivory, if you want to make some chairs or tables. So Indra claimed him, and so he went off with Airavata. So in the same way, when Krishna produced this bull, he gave him as a viman to Shiv. So that's how Nandi came about. And here's a short story. Desiring the welfare of the universe, Lord Shiva once went to fight the demon Tripurasura. Tripura means three cities. Shiva's mind was full of pride. He considered that since he was the destroyer of all three worlds, how could this demon, who was just like a firefly, engage in battle with him? He began fighting with Tripurasura. This demon Asura, he had three cities. And these cities could fly in the sky. You know, they could fly in the sky, the cities, flying cities. But to his surprise, Shiva found out that it was not a very easy battle. The two fought day and night for 1 year consecutively, or continuously. Neither was victorious. They appeared equal in prowess, implying his illusory potency. Mo-shakti, I suppose. The demon suddenly rose into space. Shiva also flew up to fight with the demon. And then in space they fought for 1 month. This is an intergalactic war. The forerunner of Star Wars. This is intergalactic Star Wars in Brahma Vavart Paran. Action, central, action. They fought in the sky for 1 month. The powerful demon shattered Shiva's bow, broke his chariot, and destroyed all his weapons. Enraged, Shiva delivered a powerful blow with his fist on Tripurasura's chest. Tong! Reeling from Shiva's blow, the demon fainted. However, he regained consciousness in 1 moment. Then he picked up Shiva and he threw him down. Seeing Shiva defeated and his chariot broken, all the devas became panicky. Hey, going on? Shiva's been defeated. Shiva started offering prayers to Krishna. Because there's countless stories throughout Puranas where Shiva's always turning to Krishna to save him. Finding himself in danger, Lord Shiva repeatedly began to meekly call out Krishna's name. Krishna manifested himself in the form of a beautiful bull and lifted Shiva onto his back. Taking that trident given to him by the Lord and some armor. Oh, excuse me. Krishna then gave Shiva some armor and a trident. Trishun. Yeah. Taking that, He struck Triporasura with it. The demon was reduced to ashes and fell to the ground. Shankara Bhagavan Ki. While relating this story one day to Srimati Radharani, Krishna concluded, Tatoham Brisharupena Vahami Tena Tam Priyam Mama Priyatamo Nasti Trailok Yeshu Shivat Paraha. O Radharani, since then I started carrying Shiva over my back as his vehicle because no one in the three worlds is dearer to me than Shiva. So this is that carrier, that Nandi, is none other than Krishna. Brahma Vaivarta Purana.